This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now we've got our next studio guests.
We have our band of merry men in the studio and women. We have Imogen, Amelia, and Joshua.
Yeah, Joshua.
Who are musicians, songwriters, composers, all performing at, is it 5x5x5?
That's right.
At the Arts Centre throughout July. With our program, you know, we like a bit of slow journalism. It's Sunday afternoon, so we like to talk to our guests about how they got started in their arts practice. So let's go with you first, Joshua.
Okay. So I'm a creative producer in at Arts Centre Melbourne, so I've been looking after the 5x5x5 project. I got that job through... I studied composition at university after growing up in a musical family. And then I decided that I loved working with young people, and so my job now at Arts Centre Melbourne as a creative producer is in the learning team, and so I'm helping emerging composers, I guess, do the things that I didn't get to do when I was younger.
Wow, so I didn't know this about the Arts Centre, that they have these kind of emerging artists programs to bring them into performing on
stage.
Yeah,
we do. So we've got quite a big creative learning team, a large schools program, university partnerships, and then lots of programs to help artists kind of establish their place in the world.
That's awesome. All right, who's next? Amelia?
Sure. So I'm a playwright. I wrote one of the pieces for 5x5x5. Just independent artists working in Melbourne, making shows for the last 10 years. And I also, my connection with the Arts Centre started a couple of years ago, maybe 4 years ago, or maybe five.
And how has that affected you? You know, like having that relationship with, you know, like the premier arts organisation in Melbourne.
Yeah, it's good. I think that, like, the longer you work in the industry, the more you get to know everyone. So it feels like, you know, when you... it's an education project that I started on, so I was facilitating kids to write radio plays in another project called Stories in the Wall. And so... and then now I'm doing this. So it's like this sort of expanding of your world to include these bigger organisations. But it, at the same time, it's still Melbourne. It's still a small sort of pool, as you would know. You know, you get to know everyone by the end.
Oh, absolutely. But it's the experience that you're getting is the key, isn't it?
Yeah, the experience. Yeah, and also it's just the connections with different people. And this project specifically is not something that... it's definitely outside of my normal practice. I normally just write plays, so this is sort of writing a monologue that's turned into a song. So it's an experience, yeah, that I would never have if not for this.
Okay, Amelia, what about you? Imogen.
So I'm a composer and singer-songwriter and have recently just graduated from the Victorian College of the Arts, just honours last year. Yeah, so this has been such an exciting new opportunity for me. And
how did you become a composer? Like, what was the thing that drew you to go to VCA and study that?
My whole school life, I was always a classical musician. And then I think in year 12, something flipped and I became more interested in the contemporary side. So then I decided to study composition, which at the time was a really rogue decision. Like, it was such a weird thing for me to do, but it ended up being the best decision. And then... recently, I've started filtering the classical again and coming back to that.
Okay, Joshua, tell us all about this 5x5x5. Have I done enough? Yeah, there was enough fives.
Yes, there's enough fives. So I guess you want to know what the fives mean, hey? So the first five is five young composers. So it's a commissioning project where we pay young composers to create new music, of which Imogen is one of them. The new music needs to go for 5 minutes. And it needs to respond to one of five themes. And this year's theme is Inside Out, which we wanted to be able to get what normally happens inside Arts Centre Melbourne's buildings outside. So it's not a live performance. We had a live performance in the ABC studios a few weeks ago and recorded that. And now we're playing back the songs that have been written five times a day. It should actually be 5x5x5x5. through the walkway speakers. I don't know how well you know our buildings, but between Hamer Hall and the theatre's building with the spire, there's a covered walkway with 24 speakers in there. So every day you can walk by and hear Imogen and now other composers' beautiful music. We've done it a few times before, but this year we thought, because it's going to be heard by so many people walking down St Kilda Road there, we estimate 100,000 people will hear this music, we thought we'd add a vocal element to it. It had always been instrumental before that, and that's when we thought, well, we better engage some writers to answer that question. It's getting something inside you, outside. If you could talk to Melburnians, what would you say?
And so that was you, Amelia. That was how you were engaged. And so is it lyrics that you wrote, or yeah, is it stories? Or
well, it was very, the brief was pretty open. They, Josh sort of sent a one-page sort of inspiration document and some examples of other things that had been done, like it was Elvis Costello's...
Yeah, his Juliet letters.
Juliet letters and sort of things that combine more storytelling with classical music. So sort of like looking at that inspiration. But then, you know, really this thing of like, what would you say if you got to talk to 100,000 people?
What I want to know is, how do people know when they're walking along that walkway, how do they know what's going on? Is there signs somewhere or...
Yes, there is. So we've got three communications in situ in the space. So along St Kilda Road, we've got six, they're called decals, basically large stickers on the ground. So you literally walk over it as you go. And then outside on the theatre's building, we've got a very large poster pointing towards the website. And there's outside Hamer Hall, we call it the tri-stand, a really kind of 3 metre big tall stand that has all of the events for each month, and we've got one side of that that explains the project a little as well.
And the feedback has been...
Yeah, fabulous so far. You'll have to talk to our artists on specific ones, but yeah, everybody has really enjoyed bringing the city to life. We're playing them 5 times a day, so before work, lunchtime, after work, pre-show and post-show. And yeah, really strong feedback that it really makes the city a more vibrant place.
And how did the selection of the five come about?
So we put an application form online and published it around to our Emerging Composers networks and through universities and things, and put a criteria list together. We had about 40 applications and spent, myself and our artistic director, Calvin Bowman, spent a couple of days going through all of those applications and getting 40 down to 30, down to 20, down to 10, down to 5, looking for people who obviously had the skills to deliver what we needed them to deliver, but that we thought we could also help in that stepping stone between finishing studying and getting commissions from Melbourne Symphony, like finding that middle ground between them.
So, Imogen, you've just finished school, is that right, or last year?
Yeah, uni.
So that would have been... This would have been an amazing opportunity for you straight out of the gate. Can you talk about why you applied and then all the things you went through getting this off the ground?
Yeah, as soon as a friend messaged me saying, you should definitely do this from uni, I thought, absolutely. And I don't usually put myself out there in those sort of ways, and especially finishing uni, knowing that it's time to really start doing that. Thought it was just perfect, so yeah, I was so grateful and happy when I got it, and doing it was such a big part of my life for that couple of months. Yeah.
And did you actually just have to put a proposal forward, or had you already had some work that you wanted to apply with? Or
so I sent in, I think, 5 of my previous compositions from over the years or recently, and then did a 100-word bit on why I think I should have the opportunity. I believe, yeah.
Are there particular instruments or groups of instruments that you work with?
Yeah, I love working with strings and voice and piano and vibraphone a lot. Yeah.
It must have been really rewarding to just have that real-world application straight out of uni.
Absolutely.
Like, oh, this is what I do. I'm a composer.
Yeah.
I'm composing.
It was amazing.
And what about you, Amelia? So you're usually a more traditional writer, or you're usually a songwriter?
A playwriter.
You're a playwriter.
Yeah.
So this must be really... different for you?
Yeah, I ended up just writing a monologue, I think. Oh. I was like, I'll just write dialogue.
So you took more, it was more that still that artistic process of taking the the inspiration.
Yeah.
But did you find it was different having to set it to music? Like, did you want to make it more poetic or have a tempo to it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think even just my natural practice is dialogue more than a monologue. Like, I would rarely write a play where it's just one person. But I guess that's how I tackled it. And I also had that image of where it was going to be played in the back of my mind when I was doing it. So it was sort of like, if I was setting a scene in this place, how would I do it? So I guess I used all my natural skills to sort of adjust them to this project.
Okay, this sounds absolutely fascinating. And so you did it last year as well. It's been going for a few years.
Yeah, it's actually our fifth time. Whoa. We've done it. The first three times it was not part of the learning team. It was just a straight commissioning project put together by Marshall Maguire, who was at Art Centre at the time. He's now moved over as the lead programmer at Recital Centre. And so, yeah, we did it a couple of times as an instrumental commission. Then we had a year off after Marshall moved over to the Recital Centre. But then we saw in that year off that the Art Centre was kind of missing that commissioning of young artists, and so we put forward a proposal to move it into the learning team. And then we've added into that then, you know, real work with Calvin, in this case, an artistic director, to really work with the young composers to increase their skills, I guess.
Okay, it sounds absolutely fascinating. And do you know what? I have heard it when I've been walking through
fabulous.
The centre. So what's it called again?
So it's called 5x5x5 Inside Out.
Is there a way that people can listen to it online?
They sure can. Then go to artscinemelbourne.com.au/5x5x5.
Oh, and I'm sure that's where they can find all the information about all the artists,
yes,
as well.
Yes, all the artists, all the lyrics, and some beautiful pictures of our artists as well.
Oh, well, thanks Amelia, Imogen and Joshua for coming and talking to us today.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. You're on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.